Hi, beautiful. So today I wanted just to talk about something that I think is a much bigger deal than we often give light to. And that is as caregivers, and however that may look like, whether you are a practitioner, whether you are a caretaker of someone, a partner, a mother, a parent of someone or caregiver of any kind, when we are carrying the pain or the suffering or the density or the bigness of a situation, when we are carrying that, we underestimate sometimes just how much it affects us. And I also want to point out that very often when we are practicing healing modalities, especially those that, you know, fundamentally are about raising our vibration, which is pretty much everything, the idea is that we want to elevate our vibration, our state, and we want to be in a state where we always feel good, and we want to feel that strength and empowerment. And also when we're in a role where we are caregivers, we want to feel that way, I think, perhaps even more so when we're in a place in our life where we need to take on that role more than others. We want to feel in that state because we know that if we don't, we may just crumble and we may not have the strength to carry everything else and the people around us. So I don't like the word bypass, but I do want to say that sometimes I don't think we allow ourselves to really sit in whatever it is that's coming up for us. And we just so want to feel good or feel empowered or strong or whatever it might be. So we want to work through that. We, instead of working through that and feeling through that and being in that density ourselves, we quickly try to just move into a higher state or try to mindset ourselves into positivity. I just wanted to point out that there's nothing wrong with doing that sometimes, when, especially when we're in a state where we need to, when we feel like we need to carry others. I think this is a way for us to kick into survival. And we're just doing whatever we need to do to get by, right? The moments, the days, etc. So the first point here that I just want to mention is that I don't want you to feel shame or guilt or, you know, anything around the fact that you may have done this or be doing this. But, you know, when you have moved into a state where it is safe enough for you to let go and it is safe enough for you to feel, because perhaps survival mode has, you know, it's no longer required, like perhaps things are starting to, you know, stabilize or things are starting to become in balance a little bit more in your life, I want you to take that opportunity to also allow yourself to feel that sense of safety and allow yourself to feel, allow yourself to let go of holding on and being in this really constricting space of trying to control your state as well. There is something so beautiful. It is so beautiful about vulnerability. And if you can find somebody who can hold that space for you where you can feel safe, where you can feel like you are comfortable to allow yourself just to let go and to be met and seen where you are, removing the mask, removing that need for to be seen as strong and powerful and almighty, and that you've got everything and that you've got this. It's something so beautiful about letting yourself crumble and be held in all of that. Don't underestimate how powerful it can be. And I know that very often we just want to feel better, like just desperately want to feel better, and we don't want to feel all the density and all the crap that we've been trying to hold on to and control and push down. But I promise you that once you actually allow yourself to feel through all of that, it will be so much better. It's not going to be always comfortable facing those parts of ourselves. But if you don't do it and you continue the patterns of trying to dismiss or make excuses or trying to bury whatever it is that you don't want to feel, it will really come back up, and it comes up with a vengeance and comes up in a way that will interrupt, disrupt your life, disorient your life. And at a time where you probably aren't going to plan for it either. And it comes back because it needs your attention. It desperately needs your attention. And I really encourage you to seek out the help of someone else to hold you through that, whether it be a peer, you know, as students of healing modalities, you have others around you who can help you, your mentor, practitioner, teacher, guidance from others around you, or even just a friend, you know, someone who can hold that space for you, a therapist, whatever feels good for you at that time. I really encourage you to not feel like you have to do this all alone and that you have to hold yourself, because especially for caregivers, you have probably been holding everybody else for so long. So allow yourself that space to also be held. So I hope this has been a reminder for you to allow yourself to unravel, to seek out that part of you that is worthy of also being held and loved, exactly as you are, warts and all, shadows and all.